Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the month of June with you guys. And boy, there's a lot going on, and it's looking pretty positive as far as I can tell. So, you know, to kick us off, I want to just remind everybody that we had Jupiter move into Gemini on May 25th. And so it is doing its year-long tour of this sign, first time since it last toured Gemini between June of 2012 and June of 2013. So June this year is our first full month of Jupiter in this sign, and it wants to take us bigger. It wants to bring more growth into our lives or more potential for happiness or prosperity. And so in June, we are also going to have Mercury move into this sign on the 3rd and stay there until July 2nd. And then we are going to have a new moon on the 6th in that sign of Gemini, which is going to last for 2 weeks of big cosmic boost. So this is the biggest new moon in Gemini that we've had in 12 years because Jupiter's here in the territory. And so, you know, when we're talking about Gemini, there's so much, right? This is really our mental state and our ideas, our talks and our meetings, anything with interviews or auditions, our writing, our agreements, our negotiations, our sales, anything that is local, community-oriented with neighbors or siblings, anything with short trips to nearby places or moves, or anything with vehicles, electronics, flirtation, diplomacy, or big decisions. So, you know, this is a lot of energy really kicking us out there in a bigger way with more potential to start something new or to take what we're doing to the next chapter. And with Mercury on board, the ruler of this sign, it just brings a quickening to everything that is happening. So I feel like it's going to be almost explosive, but in a very good way, starting, you know, right from the get-go with Jupiter, and then with that added emphasis from the 3rd through July 2nd with Mercury, and then with the new moon two-week energy from the 6th onwards. So definitely get into those areas of life and make it count. Now, the next thing going on this month is that Mars is going to move into Taurus. This is going to start on the 9th of June, and Mars is going to tour through Taurus until July 20th. Now, Mars has not been here in 2 years, so he's fired up to make some things happen in the Taurian field. But Taurus is Mars's detriment, and so he doesn't do as well here because, you know, he's a warrior and he wants to spark things up and go get them. And this is a sign ruled by Venus, which, you know, there's a lot more lovey-dovey stuff in there that Mars might not be interested in. But nevertheless, we can still make a lot happen if we're just aware that maybe we have to go at it a few times. In Taurus, this is making things happen based around our personal income, our purchases, our products, our possessions. We just have to take care that we don't get so crazy with it that we overdo, you know, the luxury items as an example, or we, you know, we're too aggressive in our quest for earning money or any of these things. So try to pace yourself. It will help you make things happen. It's going to be a little bit crazier, I think. All right, so then we have a really interesting thing taking off, and I'll explain why it's interesting. So from the middle of the month onward, so on the 17th, Venus heads into Cancer and will tour Cancer until July 11th. We also have Mercury moving into Cancer on that day and touring there until July 2nd. And then 3 days later on the 20th, the sun moves into Cancer and will tour there for 30 days. So that's a lot of personal energy in the sign of Cancer. And so it definitely means that in our personal day-to-day life, we're going to be more active with these themes of Cancer. We're going to be personally or physically involved. We're going to be looking at ways to beautify or bring love or money flow or meet with people, talk with people, make decisions. And so in Cancer, this is about our home, what we're doing there, what we are doing with any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, what's going on with family, parents, or roommates, what's going on with history, ancestry, or our emotional needs. So we're diving in mid-month onward. We're going to have a lot going on. So what's so interesting about that? Well, maybe it's just interesting all on its own. I don't know. But the reason I think it's interesting is that on the 29th of June, Saturn is going to retrograde. He is in Pisces. He is going to retrograde from the 19th back to the 12th degree of Pisces from the 29th of June until November 15th. So, you know, Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac. Saturn takes 29 years to get to each sign, spends 3 years in the sign. So he's wrapping up by 2025. He'll be wrapping up his story through Pisces and then starting the 29-year journey all over again when he enters Aries. So for all of us, while it goes through Pisces, we're getting closure on big chapters of life, wrapping things up, and preparing for the new stories that are going to get underway when he moves into Aries. While he is backing up this last time between 19 and 12 degrees of Pisces, that is the second deacon of Pisces, which is the Cancer deacon of Pisces. So what does that mean to all of us? Well, first of all, we're only going to get this back up through this Cancer deacon. This is it, and then it'll be another 29 years before it happens. And the Cancer deacon of Pisces is saying, all right, the retrograde is asking us to go back over some things now and really fix some things. You need to fix them now while Saturn's here. Saturn, you know, sets things in stone, more or less. Very finite energy, very weighty energy. And it's very important that we tackle whatever we need to do karmically with past life people or situations or our own karmic past, and with what's going on with our home, who we live with, where we're moving, what we're renovating, any real estate deals, anything with family, anything with history or ancestry, anything with a parent, a roommate, or our emotional needs. So we have that kind of double-edged sword going on here. While all the personal planets are gathering and launching into Cancer on the 17th and 20th onward, by the 29th, Saturn, it starts to take us back and says, this is the time. You've got 4.5 months until November 15th to fix it or get rid of it, because you're going to be going into new stories starting in 2025, and you want this cleared. You want it solid. Now, to that end, we may be looking at anything involving institutions, anything with research or development around these topics, anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual in the mix there, anything, like I said, past life or karmic, anything with secrets, deceptions, or addictions, water issues, time to get in there and do it. All right, and then the last thing that's going on this month is that we are going to have a full moon climax on the 21st in Capricorn. And so this is when we really start to see how far we've come with our goals on a personal level, what's going on with career, if we're in a career, what's happening with our status, our reputation, or fame, what's happening with higher up people around us, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, producers, mentors, you name it. And so we are reaching that apex by the 21st. So we are either wrapping some things up, marking some endings, having some breakthroughs, celebrating, or achieving those goals. So that's our overview, everybody. So let's start getting into the signs. For Aries, Aries, June is a very big month for you, where there are going to be either some very important talks or some news or offers coming your way, or there's going to be a meeting of sorts with someone that's going to stand out in your mind and give you some new momentum in life. You could get into something new with sales or writing. You could get into something new with siblings or neighbors. You could decide to move. You could decide to get new vehicles or electronics. You could be taking more short trips or getting more active locally. And this is thanks to Jupiter's position here in this part of your chart now. And it's also because Mercury's coming in to activate a lot more momentum with it, and the new moon on the 6th is going to launch you forward with the new or next chapter. So make the most of that. On the 9th, your ruler, Mars, moves into Taurus. So from the 9th until July 20th, you're going to be, you know, spending a lot of your fire and passion and motivation and action around money-making opportunities, anything about purchases, products, or possessions. And this is where your fired-up fighting spirit is going to be, but also where you can make things happen. Now, mid-month, we start to see the personal planets start to roll into Cancer. So for Aries, this is about your home, or this is about what's going on with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, or your emotional needs and what you're doing about them. So Venus will be coming on board here from the 17th onward, really bringing more beauty to the space, or more love or enjoyment or money-making opportunities there. Mercury comes in on the 17th onward and is going to really open up talk, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions there. Maybe involve some siblings or neighbors more. And from the 20th onward for the next 30 days, the sun will spotlight this area for Aries. So you're showing up, you're involved in these arenas and kind of pursuing your own needs there. On the 29th, Saturn retrogrades in this beacon of Pisces. So you have 4.5 months to really go back and get serious about any endings, any long-term commitments, anything you're responsible for, anything going on that you want to fix or let go of that is karmic, past life, has to do with institutions in the story or any research or development, anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual playing out there, or anything with secrets or addictions there. So really an important time to also go back and figure out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. And then finally, the full moon on the 21st for Aries is bringing that big climax. Either something big is happening with a parent, a boss, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure in your life, or you have some big goal you've been striving for that is reaching its climactic point, or something big is happening on the career front for you. So, you know, aim at achievements and celebrations there, but you also might be wrapping something up or marking an ending there at this time. All right, so for Taurus, we have this energy now that is taking things big for you in Gemini. So for you guys, this is about the potential to make money, big things happening with your purchases, possessions, or products. Thanks to Jupiter opening this up bigger than it has been in 12 years. You also have Mercury coming into this zone on the 3rd onward, which can definitely help you guys get into talks or interviews, sales, writing, meetings, offers, decisions about these themes. Maybe take more short trips about them. And then on the 6th, the new moon kicks in the same territory, launching you forward, helping you start something new or take things to the next chapter with income, purchases, products, or possessions. Now, by the 9th of the month, Mars is going to move into your sign, Taurus. So from the 9th until July 20th, you are hosting Mars, first time in 2 years. So it's going to fire you up. You're going to be far more passionate. You're going to be far more sexy. You're going to be far more driven and motivated to make things happy, but you're also going to be far more easily angered and fighting if you don't watch that side of things. So you really want to take advantage of the positive stuff. You can take care of things physically and show up and do them, or you can focus this in on yourself. What do you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity? So either side of that is going to spark things up for you. Now, halfway through the month, we have planets moving into Cancer. So for Taurus, this means a lot that's going to start taking place in your local community or with those short trips to nearby places, with siblings or neighbors, or moves with your vehicles or electronics, and or a lot of talk, meeting, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. So there's a lot happening there. Venus comes on board on the 17th onward and will be bringing love or income opportunities into those conversations or choices, or bringing beauty or pleasure into the story, while Mercury comes on board on the same day on the 17th onward and will really be picking up the pace of everything and getting you multitasking with a lot of this. And then by the 20th, the Sun comes on board for 30 days and will spotlight you, get you showing up and physically, you know, in that meeting, in that sale, on that short trip with the neighbor, whatever this is, getting you pursuing your interest there over those days. Now, to add to that story, we have Saturn retrograding on the 29th through November 15th. So for those 4.5 months, this is your opportunity to go back and readdress something in those realms. And the way you're going to do that is by focusing on your aspirations or original projects, or what's going on with friendships, with group affiliations, with the internet, with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, and, you know, how you're going to get serious here about karmic matters. You know, do you need to let something go to clear the space? Do you need to rework something so it is more appropriate? So through these conversations and meetings and short trips and all of this, you're going to be getting serious about something there over the 4.5 months ahead. Now, finally, we have the full moon climaxing on the 21st. So for Taurus, this is bringing some kind of big culmination with a ninth house matter. So it could be something big going on with travel plans or a distant situation or a relocation at a distance. It could be something big going on with a legal agreement, an educational pursuit, anything in media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything with ceremonies, politics, or religion for you. So big wrap-ups or endings in those realms, or big celebrations or achievements in those realms as you are hitting the peak of the energy. All right, so for Gemini, we start out with all this energy in Gemini. So Jupiter has moved into your sign for the first time in 12 years. This is your first full month of experiencing the potential growth that is focused on you, your needs, your involvement, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. So thinking big, expanding your horizons, it's a big part of this year ahead for you. And in June, Mercury is going to join the story starting on the 3rd. And that will bring more potential for you to get into talks or meetings, sales, writing, short trips, relocation, offers, decisions that are focused on you. And then the new moon on the 6th is in your sign. So that opens up 2 weeks of a big boost from the cosmos, helping you start anything new or take what you're already doing and move it forward in some way. So you're really getting a major hands up here, Gemini, in this month, so make the most of it. On the 9th, Mars is moving into your 12th house and will be there until July 20th. This really means the Geminis are going to get really busy with something behind the scenes. We may lose sight of them for a while. They're either getting into something artistic with film or music or painting or poetry, or they're going into an institution and doing some recuperative time, or they're recuperating at home, or they're getting busy with something romantic or spiritual or psychic, or through research and development of a project. So you have a lot of potential here to tackle this. Look at how you're being valued and what your values are aligning with here. Also, if you are trying to tackle any bad habits or addictions, this can help with that as well. Now, mid-month onward, we start to see Venus pouring into Cancer. And so for Gemini, this is your second house of earned income. This is your house of purchases, products, and possessions. So starting on the 17th, Venus is here to really make that beautiful or more lucrative or bring more pleasure or love around what's going on here. Mercury comes into this territory on the same day for the rest of the month and is going to be opening up talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, moves, decisions about what you're doing to make money or what you're doing with your possessions or purchases or products. And then the sun moves in on the 20th and will put a spotlight on you there for the next 30 days. And so this really illuminates your ability to shine in these arenas and to pursue your interests and promote yourself and go for what you want there, getting involved. We also then at the end of the month on the 29th have Saturn retrograding, and this ties into this story a bit, as Saturn will be retrograding through this beacon until November 15th. So Saturn retrograding, Gemini, is asking you to go back and address something about your personal goals, about your career, or some authority figure in your life, and get serious about it. And look at, you know, what is playing out here for you with income purchases, products, or possessions. What's going on with values? What's going on with past life people or situations here? And what do you need to end or what do you need to rework and get to it? And then we also have the full moon climaxing on the 21st. So for Gemini, this is bringing something to a climax in your financial life. So it could be some big moment with a loan, the debt, the inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance policies, alimony, a partner's money, or any other outside resource. It could also be something that is climaxing in your sex life with your reproductive needs, with a divorce, with a birth or death, or with any third-party stories in your life. So major endings or wrap-ups or major achievements or celebrations or a little bit of all of that as you reach the peak in those arenas. All right, so for Cancer, we are seeing a lot going on in Gemini, which is your 12th house this month and for the year ahead. So Jupiter entered this territory on May 25th and is there for a year, so this is trying to expand your horizons, take things bigger for you, bring you more growth. And it is karmic or past life for you. And it is tied to anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual for you. And it is also tied to institutions and or research, addictions, or secrets. And so you are seeing big things start to open up here. And in the month of June, Mercury enters this story on the 3rd through July 2nd. So you're going to hear about these things, or you're going to be getting into important talks or meetings about it, or sales or writing, or short trips or moves about it, or decisions. And by the 6th, the new moon kicks in the same territory. So now you have 2 weeks of this big cosmic boost, which can help you launch yourself into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward in some way. So there's that. Now, on the 9th, we have Mars moving into Taurus. So for Cancer, this is going to really fire up your social life for the next weeks, all the way until July 20th. This brings a lot of spark and fire and passion and motivation and action with friends, with associates, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, parties, events, gatherings, as well as any of your original projects or aspirations. And it's a wonderful energy to help you make things happen as long as you're aware that Mars can also be combative wherever it goes, and you don't want to get in fights online or with friends or in groups, and so try to watch that side of things. Now, mid-month, we start to see the personal energy starting to pour into your sign, Cancer. So this is definitely going to be the time of year where you're going to start to really focus on yourself a little bit. I know that's not our Cancer's normal way of going about life. But this is the time when you want to. So starting on the 17th, Venus moves into your sign and will be there the rest of the month into July. And Mercury moves into your sign and will be there the rest of the month into July. So, you know, this brings more beauty around you or more love or income potential or pleasure. It also helps you get into those talks or meetings or sales or moves or short trips or offers or writing or decisions that are putting you at the center of the story. You can focus this on your needs, the things you want to get involved in, or you can focus this on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And by the 20th, we have the sun moving into Cancer for 30 days, putting a big spotlight on you guys, allowing you guys to shine and stand out, allowing you to pursue your interests with more attention there, or if you can handle it, and definitely making it your time of the year. Now, by the 29th, Saturn retrogrades, and we'll be taking you back over some things connected to you and your needs. From the 29th of June until November 15th. And this is where you're going to get serious and you're going to go back and fix something or let it go when it comes to anything legal that you're dealing with, anything educational you're involved in, anything with media or marketing, anything with travel or relocation, anything with ceremonies, anything with religion or politics. So slow down, look at the commitments, look at what is karmically playing out from past life quarters here for you and what you want to do about it during this time frame. And then finally, we have that full moon on the 21st for Cancer. This is in your relationship zone. So big things climaxing with a romantic partner or a business partner or with your clients or specialists or agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So you may be reaching that goal you've been striving for with this person, or you may be wrapping something up and ending it with them, or you may be celebrating something big here with them. So see where that takes you. All right, so for Leo, we have this energy in Gemini. Jupiter moved in at the end of May. It's going to be there for a whole year, first time in 12 years, really expanding your horizons and potential with your own aspirations or original projects, with your social life, what you're doing with friends and associates and groups, what you're doing on the internet, what you're doing with astrology or charities or any parties or events. So a big time for you, Leo, in those social realms. In June, Mercury's going to join that story starting on the 3rd until July 2nd, really bringing you more invitations and talks and meetings and interviews and auditions and sales and writing and offers and choices here. While on the 6th, the new moon kicks into the same territory, and then will give you that big cosmic boost that can help you start something new or really rev it up and move what you're already involved in forward over those 2 weeks ahead. Next, we have Mars moving into Taurus on the 9th, first time in 2 years, and Mars is going to be here all the way until July 20th. So Leo, this is going to rev up and fire you up and get you more things happening on the career front, with your fame and reputation, with your personal life goals, and or any higher up individuals in your life. And so you really can motivate and make things happen. You just have to watch out for, A, it's in Taurus, which is detriment, so you may have to go at it two or three times instead of just once, but you will make it happen. And B, stay away from the fighting, angry side of Mars so that you can make the most out of this. All right, next mid-month, we start to have all the personal planets moving into Cancer. So for Leo, this is your 12th house. So you're really going to see a lot more going on behind the scenes. You might get into film or music or painting or poetry, or there might be more romantic time that you're spending with someone. Or you might be getting into your spiritual practices or taking some time to do something at an institution or with research or bad habits or addictions. So Venus and Mercury both move into this territory on the 17th and will take us through the rest of the month and into July, while the Sun moves in on the 20th. So this is going to bring more love or income opportunities through those realms, more beauty and pleasure through those realms, more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions through those realms. And definitely by the time the Sun is shining on you there, it is going to help you stand out and go for what you want, promote your interests, and be involved in a personal way in those realms. So that's looking good. And then, you know, by the 29th, Saturn retrogrades, and we'll be taking us back over some serious stuff up through November 15th. For Leo, it is a time where you're going to be encapsulating some of the stuff we just talked about, the artistic, romantic, spiritual, the institutional, the research, development, the secrets or addictions. But you are going to be doing that by getting serious about anything you need to fix or let go of over these next 4.5 months. that are focused on financial situations, anything sexual, anything reproductive, anything with a divorce, a birth, a death, or anything with third-party influences playing out in your story. So time to get serious and tackle those things while you have this energy helping you do so. And then finally, we have that full moon on the 21st. This is bringing some big climactic moment for Leo with work or with health or animals or with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So you might be achieving the goal. You might be celebrating something big in one of those areas. You might be wrapping up a project or ending something altogether as you hit the climactic peak. All right, and for Virgo, we have the energy here in Gemini for you. First time in 12 years, you now have Jupiter in this realm of your career, your status, your fame, your life goals, and higher up individuals, which is going to take this year ahead and do everything it can to bring big growth or happiness or prosperity through those realms for you. And in June, Mercury enters this story on the 3rd onward to open up the talks, the offers, the meetings, the interviews, the sales, the writing, the short trips about it. While on the 6th, the new moon kicks in for 2 weeks to launch you forward, help you start something new or take what you're doing into that next chapter. So this looks incredibly promising. Hang in there with us. I have a lot more for you, Virgo. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
So next, we have Mars moving into Taurus on the 9th, and we'll be there until July 20th. So, you know, this is where you're going to see a lot of action taking place. You may be traveling or being visited from someone at a distance. You may be relocating to somewhere far away. You may be involved in more legal contracts. There may be something going on with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting that's getting busier. Higher education could get busier. It could mean that you're more involved in ceremonies, religion, or politics as well. And so this is the time to make things happen. You haven't had Mars here in 2 years. You just have to watch out for getting angry in those areas as well, or getting into fights. So then halfway through the month, we start to see the energy pouring into Cancer. So for Virgo, this is social, and this is aspirational for you guys. So this may mean that you're going to be a lot more involved with friends or associates, or your group that you're involved with might get busier. It might mean that you're doing more online or attracting more attention online. It might mean that you're more involved with astrology or charities or any kind of parties, events, or gatherings. And it's also the time of year where you can really see more going on with your personal aspirations or original projects. So starting on the 17th, both Venus and Mercury enter this territory and will be there the rest of the month into July. So this can bring more love or beauty or pleasure or income opportunities through those realms, as well as more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions about these themes. By the 20th, the sun moves into this territory, so now for the next 30 days, you are in the spotlight in these social settings or with your aspirations or online, and you can definitely pursue your own interests, promote yourself, stand out, and make it about what you want. Now, to add to that story, by the 29th, Saturn retrogrades in this beacon, and so for 4.5 months until November 15th, you are getting the opportunity to get serious and go back and get into something serious, karmic, past life, that is tied to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, or any important one-on-one relationship, to see where you are in the give and take karmically in these aspirations of your life with the friendships and the original projects and the internet, et cetera, astrology, charities, whatever it is for you. You know, so during this time frame, it's your time to address what can be reconsidered, what can be worked on, or what you need to let go of there so that you can move forward on solid ground after November 15th. And then finally, in June, we have that full moon climax on the 21st. Virgo, this is bringing something to a climax with a creative project, or with your love life, or a lover, or with kids, or with something recreational. So you may be aiming at some goal there that you're achieving now, or you might be wrapping up something you've been working on there. You could mark an ending altogether with something, or you could be in celebratory mode with one of those topics by the 21st. All right, so for Libra, the energy in Gemini in June, this starts out with the fact that Jupiter is spending its first full month now in this territory. So first time in 12 years, and it wants to take things big. It wants to bring you growth opportunities. And this is in the realm of travel, distant situations, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you have that growth potential as you hit the month. And by the 3rd, Mercury comes on board for the rest of the month and into July and will be opening up talks, meetings, ideas, offers, proposals, decisions, sales, writing, anything that can move this topic forward for you, whichever one it might be. And then by the 6th, we have the new moon coming on board, and it's going to help you launch into something new or take what you're already doing with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes forward into what comes next. You have 2 weeks of momentum there. Next, we have Mars moving into Taurus on the 9th. Libra, this is the first time in 2 years where you're going to get more active in this 8th house territory. And so you might be doing more about financial matters, the insurance policies, the taxes, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, whatever it might be for you. Or you might be getting more active sexually, reproductively, or if there's a challenge that you've been dealing with, this could help you make things happen, move things along with divorce or with births or deaths. Or any third-party involvement that's going on in your life, you may be really amping that up. So you can motivate and make a lot happen from the 9th until July 20th. You just have to watch out, as with all signs, that you do not get into the combative, angry side of Mars here over these topics, and that you really utilize the positive side of the energy. Next, we have a lot of personal planets moving into Cancer mid-month onwards. And so for Libra, this is at the top of your chart. This is really going to get you more attention or recognition. It's going to help you promote goals or set or reach goals. It's going to help you with your career. It's going to help you with status or fame. It's going to help you with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, or any other authority figure you're dealing with. So Venus and Mercury come on board on the 17th onward and will be bringing love or money flow to those topics, or beauty or pleasure to those topics, or more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions around those topics. And then by the 20th, the sun moves in for 30 days, spotlighting you there. You're standing out on the career front or with this big goal or with this fame or authority figure, and you're involved physically or you're personally involved, or you're tying in your name or brand or image, or you're promoting your interests and going for it. So a really good time for this area of life. Now on the 29th, Saturn retrogrades, and we'll be going through this beacon for you, Libra, up until November 15th. So it's a time to slow down and look at any last serious things you want to do, whether you go back and you readdress something and you fix it or you let it go. It's time to look at where you are with your work life, what's going on with your health, what's happening with animals, what's going on with any paperwork or with coworkers or hired help, and how you want to tackle something here and get it right before it goes forward again for the last time in a 29-year cycle on November 15th. And then finally, Libra, there is that full moon climax on the 21st. This is bringing something to a peak at home with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, or real estate deals. So you are wrapping things up or marking endings there, or you are having celebrations or achievements there. It is at the height of the energy. So for Scorpio, the Gemini energy for you guys, this just got set off at the end of May with Jupiter moving into this territory. And so for the year ahead, first time in 12 years, you're going to see this exceptional growth that is playing out through your financial realm. And when I say growth, yeah, the money could grow, but it could be something that happens to the money that is a growth experience for you. So I can't tell you which way that's going to go. But you can look back to 2012 through 13 and see what was happening in your life when it comes to the financial side of your life. This is also the side that is connected to births and deaths and divorce. This is the side connected to your sexual attractions and intimacy and reproductive needs, and also any third-party stories in your life. So again, Jupiter is on it in the first full month here in June. By the third, Mercury moves into this territory, Scorpio, and will open up talks, meetings, news, offers, decisions, writing, sales about those themes for the rest of the month and into July. And then by the sixth, we have the new moon boost, and for 2 weeks, starting on the 6th, this can launch you into something new in that financial, sexual, intimate, third-party, divorce, whatever scenario, or it can take what's already happening and move that forward in some new chapter or direction for you. Now, next we have Mars moving into Taurus on the 9th, and Scorpio, this is your relationship zone, so it's been 2 years since you had Mars here. And it's going to be here all the way until July 20th. So on the positive, Scorpio, this is the time to get fired up and to express a lot more passion and drive and motivation and make things happen with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, etc. On the challenging side for everybody, wherever this is playing out, you do have to watch out that you do not have more fights or angry outbursts here with these people, so that you get the most out of the time. Next, we have a lot of energy flowing into Cancer mid-month onward. And for Scorpio, this means a lot of potential for you with travel, with distant situations, with legal agreements, with educational pursuits, with anything in media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, with anything ceremonial, religious, or political. So pick one, pick them all. Venus and Mercury both move in here on the 17th through the rest of the month and into July. And so Scorpio, this brings more love or income potential in those realms, more beauty or pleasure in those realms, more talks, offers, meetings, sales, writing, decisions about those themes. And so you can really work this to your advantage. And by the 20th, the sun moves into the same territory for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you with the travel, media, educational, legal, ceremonial, religious, political themes. And you're really standing out, and you can pursue your interests, or you can promote yourself, or you can physically get in there and do something. So definitely a good thing for you guys. Now, by the 29th, Saturn retrogrades, and he will be activating this beacon. So it ties in with this a little bit. So for Scorpio, for the next 4.5 months until November 15th, this is a do-over and an important one where you're kind of getting in there and looking at any karmic past life stuff associated with your love life or lover, with your children, with your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And you're looking at how you can readdress something there, how you can fix something or let it go, and how this ties into the belief system, the travel, the educational, the legal, the media, the ceremonial, religious, or political themes. So it's a really last time you're going to be hitting this for a do-over for another 29 years. If you want to make it count, go in, address what you need to address so that you're ready to move forward solidly when this goes direct on November 15th. All right, and then we have the full moon on the 21st. For Scorpio, big news, talks, meetings, offers, proposals, decisions, or big sales, big writing opportunities, big things with siblings or neighbors, big things with moves, vehicles, electronics. So, or maybe a big short trip or a local community activity as well, I should say. And so you're reaching your goals, you're celebrating, you're achieving, you're wrapping things up, or you're marking endings through those realms. All right, so for Sagittarius, we have the Gemini energy taking off because Jupiter moved into this sign for the first time in 12 years on May 25th. So June is your first full month experiencing this potential for growth, happiness, prosperity through relationships. It's about what you can possibly do now, opening up with a romantic or business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, and this is a year-long theme. And then in June, Mercury joins this story on the 3rd through the rest of the month and into July. So you now have the potential to get into talks or meet people in these categories. You have a chance for sales, writing, agreements, offers, proposals, decisions, more short trips or local activities about it. And then by the 6th, the new moon kicks in the same relationship arena. So, you know, Sag, this gives you 2 weeks to start something new with one of these people, to start a new relationship, or to take the current situation forward in some new chapter, and it's very powerful, the most powerful new moon of 12 years. So make the most of that. On the 9th, we have Mars moving into Taurus. So for Sag, it's going to fire you guys up at work or with health or animals, with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. It is time to hit the ground running. You haven't had this here in 2 years. It is going to last all the way till July 20th. You'll have a lot more passion for it, more drive and motivation to make things happen. You just have to watch out for the combative, argumentative side of this so that you don't lose track of how much you can get done now. Then mid-month, we start to have energy pouring into Cancer. This is a lot of personal energy. So Sag, it looks like you're going to get a lot more active with the financial side of life or your sex life, your reproductive needs, a divorce, or some third-party situation. So Venus comes on board here, as well as Mercury, both on the 17th. They'll take us into July with this. And so Sag, this is a lot more love or money flow through those realms, a lot more beauty or pleasure through those realms, or a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions through those realms. And then by the 20th, the sun moves into this territory as well. We'll put a spotlight here for 30 days on you. You're standing out. You're front and center. You're involved, or your name's on the dotted line, or you're making it about you in some way. You're definitely getting, you should be getting your way somewhat here as you get involved in these financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third-party stories. By the 29th, Saturn retrogrades, it will activate this same beacon for you, Sag. So over the next 4.5 months, you're going to slow down and readdress something at home or with family, parents, roommates, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, or your emotional needs, and what has been going on karmically for many years for you, what's going on with those karmic cycles, the past life scenario, and is there something about finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, third-party influences that needs to be addressed. And so as you're getting into this, just remember last time for 29 years to go in there and rethink it, rework it, or let it go. All right, and then we have that full moon on the 21st. For Sagittarius, this is some kind of climactic thing around your income, your purchases, products, or possessions. So you're reaching that big moment where you are achieving or celebrating or wrapping things up or ending something there with those topics. For Capricorn, the Gemini energy is really taking off for you because Jupiter moved into this zone on May 25th for the first time in 12 years. And we'll be spending the year ahead doing everything it can to bring growth, opportunities, happiness, or prosperity through your work, around your health, around your animals, or anything involving coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So in June, Mercury joins this story on the 3rd through the rest of the month and will be opening up opportunities to get into talks or meetings about these things, make decisions, write, focus on sales, take short trips, field offers and choices here. While on the 6th, the new moon kicks in for 2 weeks to now launch you forward on the strongest new moon we've had in this territory in 12 years, thanks to Jupiter, to really allow you to start something new with work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, or to take what you're doing and move it forward in some new direction or chapter. By the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus, first time in 2 years, and will be there till July 20th. Capricorn, it's about to fire up your love life or get a lot more going on with a lover, or it's going to get you busier with kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits, or all of the above. This energy can help you make things happen, bring a lot more passion and motivation about all those topics. However, you have to keep a handle on combative, angry, fighting side of Mars so you don't take it out on those areas of life. Mid-month, we have energy moving into Cancer, which for Capricorn is your relationship zone. So this is really going to get you more involved with romantic or business partners, with your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, or any other one-on-one. And so on the 17th, Venus and Mercury move into this zone. So this will be bringing more love or income possibilities, more beauty, more pleasure, more talks, meetings, short trips, writing, sales, offers, decisions with these people through the rest of the month and into July. And then on the 20th, the Sun comes into this relationship quarter for Capricorn. It will be there for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you, allowing you to show up, get physically involved, make it personal, pursue your interests, promote your needs, and shine. On the 29th, Saturn retrogrades and will be aspecting this beacon. So something about these key individuals will play a part in this story, but from the 29th of June until November 15th, you are in your last do-over mode here when it comes to karmic past life choices, your ideas, your talks or meetings that you want to go back and readdress, anything with your writing or sales, anything with your neighborhood, your neighbors, a move, your vehicles, electronics, your siblings. And so you're really looking at what has run a karmic cycle, what you want to commit to, what is working and what is not working, how do these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera, fit into this story, and do you fix this thing, rework it in some way, or let it go? And then finally, we have the full moon climax on the 21st, and so this is in your sign, Capricorn. So big moment for you in the Sun on the 21st or the days leading up to it. While something about you is wrapping up or reaching its goal or achievement or being recognized or celebrated in some way, or you're ending something that's been going on with you. You know, maybe some part of your identity is no longer going to be that way. If you were single, maybe now you're in a relationship, you know, as an example. If you were unemployed, maybe now you're employed. So it is definitely a big moment for you. If you're trying to reach something about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, you can focus on that as well. For Aquarius, Aquarius, the Gemini energy really started taking off May 25th, first time in 12 years. Jupiter has entered your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. It is going to be a growth year ahead for you, and this is your first full month in. Mercury will join the story on the 3rd through the rest of the month, really bringing more news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions with your love life, your lovers, your kids, your creative projects, or recreation. And then by the 6th, the new moon kicks in the same territory. Now you have 2 weeks to really launch into something new or take what you're already doing in those realms and move it forward. By the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus, so you are now getting fired up and more active at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs. So this brings a lot more passion and motivation here. You're more active, but you do have to watch out for being combative or fighting here, since Mars does have that side to it, and you have this going until July 20th. Mid-month, we start to see a lot of energy flowing into Cancer, so for Aquarius, this means you're going to get a lot more happening with work or health or animals or with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork, maybe all of it, right? And so Venus will bring love or income opportunities to those zones or will bring more beauty or pleasure, while Mercury will bring more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions about it. And they both come in on the 17th and take us into July. And then on the 20th, the sun comes in and puts a spotlight on you in these areas for the next 30 days, helps you stand out, pursue your interests, promote what you want, and go for it. And then by the 29th, Saturn will retrograde, and it will touch in on this deacon, but it will be asking you over the next 4.5 months to get serious about any karmic cycles or past life people or situations that play into your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions. And what you want to go back now through work or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or health needs or animals and reevaluate, rework, or let go. It's a serious time to really fix things or move on. So there you have that. And then the full moon on the 21st brings something climactic around artistic, romantic, or spiritual matters, or with institutions, research, a recuperative period, an addiction, or a secret. And so you're wrapping things up and ending something there, or you're achieving or celebrating something there, or a combination of either one of those. All right, so for Pisces, this Gemini energy really started to expand as Jupiter moved in on May 25th and is there for the year ahead. First time in 12 years, taking things bigger for you when it comes to home, family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, or real estate deals. And so in June, you have your first full month of that, and we have Mercury coming on board on the 3rd to bring more news, offers, talks, meetings, moves, short trips, sales, decisions about it, while the new moon kicks in on the 6th and opens up 2 weeks of cosmic boost to help you start something new there or take what you're already doing and move it forward. By the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus, which is your communication and commerce zone. First time in 2 years, and it's going to be there till July 20th, so you have way more opportunity to make things happen with your talks or meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your short trips, your moves, your local activities, or with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. And so make the most of that. Just try to stay out of the fighting side of it. And then mid-month, we have energy pouring into Cancer. So for Pisces, this is really going to light up your love life or what's going on with a lover or with your kids or with creative projects or recreational pursuits or all of the above. So Venus and Mercury move in on the 17th. They'll be there the rest of the month and into July. This brings more love or money flow here, or it brings more beauty or pleasure, more talks, more meetings, more sales, more writing, more offers and decisions. And then by the 20th, the sun comes in and puts a spotlight here for 30 days. You're now front and center with this lover, the kids, the creative project, the recreational pursuit, and you can pursue your interests and stand out and shine. Saturn will retrograde on the 29th, so it will touch into this deacon, so some of this is involved, but from the 29th until November 15th, you are now meant to slow down and reevaluate who you are and what is going on with you, Pisces. You know, is it something about your personal involvement in a thing that needs to end or be reworked? Is it something going on with your name, your brand, your image, your body, your identity? And how does that tie in with your love life, your kids, your creative projects, your recreation? So time to go back and rework something or let it go. Look at karmic cycles. Look at past life scenarios and see what you can do. And then finally, the full moon climaxes on the 21st, which is social for Pisces, big achievements or celebrations or wrap-ups or endings with friends, associates, groups, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or parties, events, or your own aspirations or original projects. It should be a peak time of the month. So that's it, Zoe Moon. I hope June is great. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.